Okay, so welcome to TP America. It's Toby, Toby's podcast about America. Yep, great name. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about today. Probably the electoral college and how if we were to do ranked voting, the advantages of that and what that means, and how the two-party system is competing for control and how that leads to basically a dictatorship or a strong authoritarian government versus where ranked voting would give other parties just as much say, if not more. In America, the biggest issue is that we have two parties, you know, the Democrats and Republicans. You have the progressives versus conservatives, even though those are slightly different. You have the libtards versus, you know, I don't know what the slang for conservative is. Assholes, probably. Christians, nope, that was wrong. But you have these two parties, and they've been going at it since about just after the Civil War, very heavily, you know. And you can make arguments that it's been longer than that, and you know, you can tie the Democratic Party in with the Whigs, you know, you can make lots of arguments, but the final thing is that both parties are very old. And they've been around for a while, and they've been competing back and forth as the two main parties for over 100 years, you know. And when you have two people competing for something, both of them are going to try to grab the item stronger. They're going to try to be more in control of it. And when it's a government, you have both parties arguing over control of the government, but what it's caused is the two parties controlling, you know, laws and stuff, and so they're competing over who can make the most laws, who can affect the people the most in each side, and that gets dangerous quickly because they end up fighting over who can impose the control and what control they can impose. And that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. You end up with both parties moving up on the political compass. You know, it's the cover of this. And up is authoritarian and down is liberty. Both parties have been moving up, quickly, consistently for their whole existence, you know. I think both parties in America as a whole started significantly in the purple, and now we've moved up to the blue quite a ways. We're about halfway through the blue, and that's dangerous because if we go that same distance again, which this is arbitrary and the scale isn't absolute, but you end up where Hitler was at full government control, you know, and everyone I think can agree that that's bad. None of us want full government control. At least I hope not. I guess if you trust the government, if you trust other people, I believe that people get corrupt very quickly, and so a government needs to be limited on its powers, because the people, all people, including myself, including you, I believe, corrupt very quickly and can abuse their powers very easily. And so I'm inclined to believe that the government should be smaller, and I think most people do believe that, or they at least think they believe that. I don't know if they act like they do, because they get real excited when the government can do something. But But you have these two parties, they're fighting over this control, they're moving up significantly quickly, consistently, and what do we do about it? I think the main issue is there's competition between the parties, but there's only two competitors. It's it's two gas companies trying to see who can charge the most at the same time. And that sounds kind of backwards of what's happening, but and maybe they're not doing it intentionally, but that's what ends up happening is they both end up competing over control. We've gone over that. But I think a very, very good solution to this is to change how we vote. Currently, you can vote for one or the other party, or you can basically throw your vote away and vote for, you know, the Green Party or the Libertarian Party or Independents. Like, if you vote for George Argenson, there's no way she's making, you know, she's not getting 50% of the vote. She's not getting enough electoral votes to even challenge the election. You know, she's not gonna win a state, none of that. That's really sad, but it's true, and that's because everyone's so scared to throw away their vote because they know their vote matters, and in America it does. There's a cop up here, gotta be careful. But the idea. So, the cop tased me like 4 times. Anyways, your vote is worth something. It's actually worth something here. And for whatever reason, like, we know better than to throw away our vote, but because our vote doesn't go anywhere, we've beaten this dead horse enough. Anyways, back to ranked voting. Ranked voting is where you can have, your vote will count no matter what, but you can see where it counts. So like, in this election, I don't know if you know who Jo Jorgensen is, but she's a Libertarian Party candidate, and she's as wacky as all the Libertarian candidates are, but she's better than the other guys, in my opinion. So I would like to vote for her, but I don't want to lose my vote. Like, I want to vote for the president, and if I vote for her, then my vote just goes away. So I'm still gonna vote for the party that I lean towards, you know, out of the two, Republican or Democrat, where if it was ranked voting, I could put my number one priority, you know, person as Jo Jorgensen, and then when she gets kicked out, my vote would default to the candidate that I choose. And that way, ooh, it's a billboard. That way you can not waste your vote ever, no matter what. And I think this would absolutely crumble the two-party system. I really do. And that'd be amazing. That'd be incredible. Get some libertarians up in office. We could, you know, make the government less strong, not necessarily militarily or we could make the government less intrusive on our personal freedoms, and that is all I care about. That is my number one priority, because eventually the government's going to get to the point where it will. All governments do. And if I can preserve America for as long as possible, then I will. And I think that ranked voting is something that you can definitely use to preserve America more. That's all my thoughts for the day. Like, paste, copy, send it to your friends. Tell the world that Toby's got thoughts. Not necessarily great thoughts, but, you know, I'm talking at a phone, so that's cool.